Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, with my special guest, my daughter, Dahlia Wacker, today. I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors before we get started because they make all this stuff happen. Michael Bernardin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. The reason we have Dahlia as a guest today is we're talking about Girls on the Run, Lehigh Valley and Poconos. And Dahlia is a participant at Thomas Jefferson Elementary School. And we're here today with Liz Phones, who is the executive director of Girls on the Run, Lehigh Valley and Pocono. Jennifer Leffler, a coach working directly with participants. And Lainey, a Girls on the Run alumna who is now involved as a junior coach. So I just want to say thank you to all of you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So we'll get a chance to hear from everyone, but I want to jump right into it with Liz. You know, one of the things that we were talking about even before we came on is how Girls on the Run is just, it's not just about running, but it is about running, right? So can you talk a little bit about the mission of Girls on the Run? What it's all about for people who haven't heard of it before?
Yeah. So, you know, clearly the word run is in the name of our program. So that would be the assumption. And we do run, the girls do run. But really it's the program is so much more than that. It's about giving young girls tools that they need at a very critical age when they're starting to recognize their bodies. They're starting to worry what others think of them. You know, that sort of thing, maybe having trouble fitting in. So our lessons provide confidence, tools to learn empathy, goal setting, and recognizing their emotions, different ways to deal with that. It's also a safe place for them to make friends and develop relationships with their coaches, kind of like mm-hmm. Jen and Lainey have. So, you know, we want people to understand that it is so much more than the running piece of it.
Right. And elementary and middle school can be a really tough time. I mean, obviously, socially and emotionally. What are some of the challenges, you know, kids are facing? And then what are some of the ways that maybe Girls on the Run can help them? And I don't know, Jen, you're a coach, so you see this stuff day in, day out.
I do. So I personally work with Girls on the Run. So that's third through fifth grade. And I have a third grader this year. My daughter's a third grader. So she's experiencing the program for the first time. And so they're in third grade. I'm learning at least girls are kind of figuring out peer pressure and bullying, and they're finding their place in like the social, the social hierarchy of school, or just the social norm. And that's really tough. And there are situations that they have to navigate, and it's hard to do as an adult. So a lot of the curriculum teaches them how to navigate those things and how to be a good friend, and things like learning that you have a choice to be friends with people and not just have to be. It's a really great thing. It's things that I personally use as an adult as well. and things like when they start to doubt themselves, which kills me a little bit as a mom. And they learn to turn that negative self-talk into positive self-talk, like for the 5K at the end of the season, like, I can't do this. But the curriculum can teach them to say, I can't do this yet. And this is how I'm going to accomplish that. So.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that Jen is our probably most experienced coach. She has been coaching for 21 seasons now, which is pretty incredible. And she is also on our board of directors. So what she says is she speaks from so much experience, which is amazing. I wanted to add that one thing with especially our middle school program, which is called Heart and Soul, mm-hmm. girls at that age really are starting to, they're not meeting that recommended time of exercise, of fitness per day. Mm-hmm. And so Girls on the Run can give them that. But if they're not getting that, we're seeing more depression, anxiety, and those kinds of things happening because girls aren't getting enough exercise. So that is, when you think of Girls on the Run, that's one of the really positive parts of the running piece of it.
Right. I don't want to say it's as simple as, oh, get out and go be more active. It's a lot more complicated than that. There are a lot of different things, you know, people having a safe place to go home to, all of that. Mm-hmm. But instilling that, you know, some of those fundamentals of, hey, I can go for a walk. I can go for a run. That's an activity I can partake in that isn't, that's a normal thing. I think that's great.
Yeah.
So, lady, I wanted to ask you, you're an alumni and you're a junior coach. I want to just get your perspective. Like, what was your experience like going through the program? You enjoyed it so much that you came back to coach. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. So absolutely. I did it one season and I remember I had like lots of fun. I did it with some friends, which was nice. I knew people going into it, but then I also met a lot of new people, which is something the program really focuses on and we'll try to do is like meeting new people for sure, because sometimes we'll have kids from different schools and we want them to like branch out and not just stay with the same people. So that was something that was awesome for me. And then I actually think that probably helped foster my love of running, because now I run cross country and track in high school and I am absolutely addicted. I run. It's one of my favorite activities ever. So that was something where I was like, I love it so much. It gave me the space to really like release my stress and everything and just really helped me. I actually learned through a friend who was also a junior coach. She was like, oh, I have to go to Girls on the Run to junior coach. And I was like, wait, you can do that? Because I want to do that. I would absolutely love to do that. I did the program in the past. I had no idea I could be a junior coach right now and be involved now. And I just thought that was so amazing and really exciting.
Yeah, one of my, as a parent, right? I'm a Girls on the Run dad. It's some of the best things that we have had are from the coaches, just a lot of the confidence building. And it's even if it's not even a lesson plan, right? It's just kind of that leading by example. Dahlia is a first year girl on the runner. What have you liked so much, like the most so far?
I like making new friends. And even if I knew some of them, I got to know them a lot better. And I also just like running because it's usually not an opportunity that girls usually get.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about that some of the times for our particular elementary school. Track and field or cross country isn't the first probably sport that maybe some of these girls would get introduced to. So it's nice to be able to have that. So Jen, can you talk a little bit more about, I know you were mentioning like different sites and different things like that for Girls on the Run.
So I know that in the Lehigh Valley portion of Girls on the Run, there it's more school-based, which is fantastic. It's such a well-established program in a lot of our schools. So I am at a community site, and we are at DeSales in the fall, and we are at, which is wonderful, we are at the Hopewell Park in the spring, which is in Center Valley. So the benefit of a community site is that we can take girls from anywhere. We do have girls that do have programs at their school, but they aren't able to make the day or time. And we also have girls who don't have the program at their school. So it's just a place for anybody if they can come, as long as they meet the age requirement and they're in Lehigh Valley, they can absolutely come and join us. I also want to touch on Lainey being our junior coach. She's been our junior coach for 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. I think, right, Lainey? 3? Okay. And the girls, such a valuable resource for us because the girls connect with her on a level that, I mean, we're all moms, right? We have a couple of coaches and they're wonderful. We're all moms though. And sometimes they're like, oh yeah, you're a mom. Oh, you're old. You weren't born in the 1900s. I was like, oh my gosh. With Lainey, they just tend to open up to her more, or she understands them better. She's just such a fantastic resource. And we've had other junior coaches as well. And we're just so grateful that we have them in our coaching team. But Lainey is fantastic. I'm so glad that she's here.
And it's great. And it's amazing to that. You need that. You need those people who are taught and then they want to teach, right? It's not all about, hey, we taught you, see you later. Like, you need those people to continue to come back. So the program ends with a 5K, and that's wonderful, and we're all cheering that day. But what do you really hope that the girls are taking with them beyond the accomplishment of finishing that 5K on race day?
Oh, 100%. We hope that they're taking the lessons and they're using them in their everyday life. And as they move forward through, through school and even on beyond through college, that they've gained these valuable skills and the compassion to want to help other people. And that's a really good example of what Lainey's doing. And, you know, we have adult coaches that are coming back now that have been in the program. So it just shows that they've learned those amazing lessons. In addition, you know, you're a good example, George, of you're a dad who's going to run with your daughter in the 5K as a buddy. And, you know, I know you're in great shape, but let's pretend that you're not. And you needed to keep up with your daughter in the 5K. Mm-hmm. So it's forcing you to also get out and be active. And so we hope that it kind of, there's that ripple effect of helping the community that way as well.
And I feel like, for me, I was worried. I'm like, oh, did I miss sign up? When? Wow, what am I going to do all this? So how, if you're a parent hearing this, whenever you're listening to this, what's the first step in getting your child involved?
So really, it's first of all, knowing if the school has a program or if they don't, you know, looking for one of our community sites. And if there is not a program at the school, then that is typically because we're lacking the volunteer coaches at that site. Without coaches, we can't have a program. So from there, we tend to say, which is how I got started, if you would like the program at your school, then you need to be the you can be the coach. So that's the first way, is just finding out if it's at the school. And then we provide materials to the school so that they can send that, those out to the kids. They bring it home and then the families sign up.
And that is usually in the spring. Well, I guess in the late winter, right?
Yeah. So we have a fall program. So okay. Even starting in May, we'll start pushing out information about sites for the fall program. And then our registration for fall starts over the summer. And then same thing happens again, December, January for the spring programs. So we're pretty much going all year round.
And I know, you know, you hear from it like, oh, I'm not a runner. I'm not good at it. And I find it silly. Like Lainey, somebody was saying how, you know, you want to be encouraging. So Lainey, what like positives have you gotten from running just in your life in general? What has it done for you?
Oh, it's done so much for me. I am by nature a very stressed and like worried person, especially with schoolwork and everything. Like being in high school is such a stressful time. And really running has been like the number one way for me of relieving that stress. It's like those endorphins set in and it just makes you feel better. It's something you can do. Like maybe I can't control all of this stuff, that crazy stuff that's happening in my life, but I know I can go out for a run and I know it's going to make me feel better.
Right. Like no offense to hockey or any other sport, literally like play whatever you would like, please. But I always liked running because it just, all you needed was a pair of shoes. You know, and even if it's a crappy day out, you can still go out there and do that.
For sure.
Jen, do you have any, like, what would be as a coach for 21 years?
Oh, girls 10 years.
Oh, okay, sorry. What is some of like the common advice that you give to, like you had said, maybe some runners who are being a little discouraged or advice that you see when you give it, it works a lot of the time?
We just tell, so our girls, we just tell them to move forward with purpose. However, I do have parents, other girls or the grown-ups, who are like, oh, I'm, like you are going to be a running buddy, right? A 5K buddy. And I'm so excited to see you at the 5K. And they're like, oh no, I don't know if I can do it with my girl on the run. First, we always say, okay, we don't want to pressure them. We use coaches like Lainey and we're like, hey, we have somebody who can run with your girl. However, if you want to, I promise you can do it. We have them come to our practice 5K, which is like the middle of our season. And I say, hey, come out, practice with your girl, come and do the 5K. And I'm like, look, you can do it. Just like we're proving to the girls on our team that the practice 5K is to practice for the end of season 5K. We're like, look, you can run a 5K. Look, you can do it before the 5K at the end. And the same thing with the 5K buddies who we invite them to come if they want to come and do it with them. Look, you can do it. You just did it. It was amazing. I have, in the beginning of the season, I'll send them like the local running clubs, the Making Strides. I'll send them that. I'll send the Ouch to 5K. I'm like, look, these are all resources. I am a slower runner, I'm like, I'll go out and run with you. Like, you just let me know. But yeah, it's just move forward with a purpose. You know, you are going to be your girl's biggest encourager, and they'll be so happy that you're there doing it with them. And I think the joy from that, and that it just gives you the motivation to kind of get out there and run or train or get ready for it. But that's what that's my mantra as a slower runner. Pull one foot after the other, move forward with a purpose, you know, listen to your body the best that you can, and just find joy in it.
Right. Something that's really also that is very important for families to know is that our program is for all girls. And that means whether they have the physical ability to run or not, or the emotional ability to run or not, it is for all girls. Our curriculum is adapted so that should somebody use a wheelchair, for example, they would be able to participate in Girls on the Run. And we don't want anyone to assume that just because there's the word run in our program that they can't participate, because they absolutely can.
Right. And that's great to know. And I'm glad that you're making sure that that's out there. And so this all culminates in our 5K. Are you excited?
Yeah.
We were training very hard. We're getting through the side stickers. That was like the big one in the beginning. And we're getting through like running around in circles, right? It's kind of like the only negative so far. But hey, if you're not overcoming obstacles, then why are you doing this, right? So could you talk a little bit about how the 5K, when that happens, what does that look like?
Oh, it looks like a lot of people, first of all.
How many schools? Yeah. Kind of conceptualize that for
me. So just in the Lehigh, I'm going to talk Lehigh Valley area. There are 55 schools and one community site participating at the DeSales University 5K on May 17th. And so that equates to about a little over 900 kids. And then imagine if each of them is running with at least one adult, that's a lot of people. And so we get together in all the participants and their families are in one of the big parking lots at DeSales. We do music, we have tattoos, and they get their hair sprayed, all fun colors, take pictures. One of the best parts of starting is we have a mascot race. So a lot of the schools bring mascots and that they have, it's so fun. And then it's really just about everyone going at their own pace, and whether they're walking, running, we just want everyone to have fun.
Yeah. And beyond, and listen, there's a lot of people I know who are out there who are runners, and maybe their kids are grown and maybe they can't be a coach, but maybe they're able to participate in other ways by becoming a sponsor or donating. Is that something that you're looking for, and how can people do that?
So, I mean, the best way to do that is to reach out to someone on our staff. So all of the information for that would be on our website. Mm-hmm. But we are always looking for supporters. One of the most important things to know about our program is that we are equitable. And so we don't ever turn away a girl because she can't afford registration fees. So that is what we're always looking for, sponsors and funders for, so that we can offer scholarships for our programs. And that's, you know, the base of what we're raising money for, as well as awareness, obviously. And, you know, for us, the goal is to have Girls on the Run in every school district in, you know, every part of our territory. And that's a huge feat, but we're working on that.
Yeah, I mean, just personally, from our perspective, being in, how many practices have you had now? Like a good handful of them. We enjoy it. We look forward to it. You know, really positive from it. Do you have anything else you want to say? Have you been having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to thank our coaches, Miss Esther Jack and Miss Meese at Thomas Jefferson Elementary, who go above and beyond. So
they're
amazing. Really excited for the 5K. And I want to thank you. Go ahead, Jen.
Yes, Dahlia, what your favorite lesson or favorite thing you learned so far was? It's okay. If you don't want to answer, that's okay.
No, just think for a minute. Can I help you out a little bit? There was one day she was bummed because she didn't get her goal of like 25 laps. And then the next day, I'm like, well, how many laps did you get today? She's like, oh, 28. Oh, so I'm like, wait, so you surpassed your goal and it wasn't a big deal. You know, you're so I don't know. It's the
I didn't get my goal like 2 weeks earlier. 18. I only got 16, and then I got 25, and then I got 28.
Yeah. So like we're making goals, right? We're goal setting, mm-hmm. and then going beyond that. So just as a dad, and then I'm excited because I get to run a race with her. So we're really looking forward to all this. So
you can see how that goal, achieving the goal, builds their confidence.
Right.
And that's so much of what we're about.
Well, I want to thank all of you for taking some, well, take for number one, for volunteering to do all this. Like Lainey, especially as a high school student, I remember being in high school and like having time to do this. I don't know how you do it. So it's awesome that you're already giving back. That's amazing. And Jen giving back for so long. And obviously Liz for handling all this. We're excited to be a part. We can't wait to be there. We hope other people can support and learn more about it at so search for Girls on the Run, and then specifically Girls on the Run Lehigh Valley and Pocono in our area. So we're looking forward to the 5K, and we want to thank all you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.